This program is made possible by the giving of the God-called partners of Renner Ministries.
Hello, friend. My name is Denise Renner, and I want to welcome you to my program. We have been having amazing programs. And if you haven't seen any of these programs, go back to the archives, because you're going to be encouraged about the power of God that lives on the inside of you. Jesus said that we are more than conquerors, not just conquerors, but more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Isn't that awesome? And we're calling these programs, It's Not Over Till It's Over. Sometimes we quit too soon. Have you ever quit too soon? I think that I have on different things. And God still had the power within me, but I didn't know about it at that time. But we can recognize His power every day. And that's one reason I'm so excited to come to you on this program, because the Bible says that as we draw closer to Jesus coming, that we need to encourage one another daily. And I have a guest with me. It's Heather Z. She is an unstoppable woman. I'll tell you one thing. And also, she and her husband have an amazing ministry together. And if you want to go to josephz.com, find out about their ministry, because he's an amazing prophet. She has gifts of healings. They have such an encouraging word to people, building up people, and it's a ministry that you want to be a part of in this time. And to encourage you to be unstoppable, I want you to have my book, Unstoppable, and it says, Pressing Through Fear. Have you ever had to press through fear? Offense. Have you ever had to press through offense? And negative opinions of others to complete your assignment that God has given you. If we're going to complete our assignment, if we're going to be unstoppable, we're probably going to have to press through some of those things, fear, offense, or negative opinions. Now, I'm so excited about our program today, because you're going to be encouraged. You're going to come away hearing an amazing testimony of how my guest, Heather Z, has been in death-defying situations and come out smelling like a rose. Why is that? Because of the power of God that's within her. It's amazing. You don't want to miss 1 minute of this program. So stay with me, and I'm going to be right back.
It's time for big miracles and changes in your life. Join Denise Renner and dive into the study of God's Word, which has great power to strengthen faith, inspire change, heal physically and spiritually, and most importantly, help you learn about the power of Christ Jesus living in you. It's time with Denise Renner.
Well, as I told you, I have my wonderful guest with me, Heather Z, and I want to introduce her to you. Heather,
Denise,
thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh.
We've been having such a great time in the Lord.
Oh, it's been amazing, Heather.
The fellowship. And just the blessing of just how the Lord has been present through these programs.
Yes.
He has been present in the program.
Absolutely.
Just here in this very place, and I know out there as well.
I know, and I believe that we're going to hear from some of our viewers.
Absolutely.
How God touched them in their bodies.
Yes.
Or how they forgave somebody. Mm-hmm. I mean, these have been powerful, powerful programs. And Heather, I just want them to know a little bit about you.
Yes.
Because I call you death-defying Heather. And and I know that it's the power of God in you. And
yes.
I know that nowadays we have these sports called extreme sports.
Yes.
And I've seen some of those people, and they call themselves death-defying. But the death-defyingness about you is the power of God in you. And So when she was 12 years old, I just want to give a real short testimony. When she was 12 years old, she had an injury and she broke her neck. It was a C1 in your vertebrae. And if you break that, you are going to die. Mm-hmm. And so she did. She died on the table and she watched, she came up and she saw her body there and she went to heaven. And Heather, what did Jesus say to you when you went to heaven?
Well, as I was sitting in the very hands, his hands, he and his face was so brilliant, I couldn't see his face, but only here and down. He just said, Heather, I have many assignments for you, and I will come to you again and remind you of this time throughout your life of the assignments, but I will remind you that what he said to me at the very end before I left, he said, Heather, don't worry. Everything's going to be okay. I have you in my hands. And so as he reminded me of that, I had several experiences that were very difficult, but every time he came to me and said, remember, I have you in my hands.
And so I just bring you, give you a little overview. So she was pregnant with her precious daughter and 6 months in the womb.
That's right.
And what happened there?
Well, 6 months, I was, you know, when you're 6 months pregnant, it's very active, you know, you notice all this, but for
First baby, you're so excited.
Very excited. Very excited, but then all of a sudden, she stopped kicking. For 3 days, there was no movement in the womb whatsoever. And so when we went in,
You started having pain.
Oh, severe pain and no movement. And they took pictures and they said, go home and we'll let you know. But we went home and that's when Joseph said, I need to lay hands on your stomach and we need to pray for this baby. And he spoke with his words, we spoke life over this baby, not knowing anything, because they didn't give us any results yet, but spoke life over this baby and said life and health and wholeness. And the very next morning I woke up, there was kicking again. And it was early in the morning that I started feeling the flutters and the kicking. And then after that, our doctor called with a very terrible report saying, I'm so sorry for your loss. That in the x-rays and in the ultrasound, the baby is dead. And I said, No.
this baby's not dead.
This baby is not dead. She is kicking and she is alive.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. And then when you were 32 years old.
Yes.
Another thing came to take your life. What happened?
Oh, I ended up with double renal failure, double kidney failure, where my kidneys completely shut down. I had to go on dialysis for two and a half years, and that's a very hopeless clinic every time you walk in. And so I didn't qualify for a kidney transplant because my blood, when you're a woman and you have babies, you build up all these antibodies that fight against, that's why they say mothers never get sick.
Yeah.
But my body would fight against anybody else's to match for a kidney transplant. So that was impossible. And they said that I would be in dialysis till it took my life, but God. But Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And I became fully persuaded in my heart by getting to know Jesus, not just learning on the topic of healing, but really connecting with Jesus in my relationship so much that he became more real to me than even the natural world. And then out of being in a place of fully persuading my heart over what the Lord had for me, I became compatible for a kidney transplant and received that.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
And so now, now she's healthy. You can see that she's beautiful, healthy. Her ministry's doing amazing.
Yes.
And as we've been doing these programs, I thought, Lord, you know what you did. You and I've been through things too, and I'm sure you have too. And if you have been through something, then we're responsible for something. We're responsible to comfort others with the comfort that we've been comforted with. I want to read you a scripture.
Come on, Denise.
It's in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4. who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort that is the comfort that we were comforted by from God. The very comfort that you've been comforted with, we're to take that experience and comfort others. And that's what we want to do today, is encourage you that there's a future in front of you, and to keep going and don't stop. Become an unstoppable person against fear and offense and negative opinions of others. And offense, that's a really big one. And keep pushing through. And so, Heather, let's encourage them by Isaiah 43, verse 18.
Yes, I would love to do that. Isaiah 43 is, you're going to get something out of the Word of God today. I am telling you that I believe the Word is going to strike your heart and encourage you in such a way that it will change you. Isaiah 43, 18 and 19 says, "Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will," it says, Denise, I will do a new thing. Shall you not know it? Excuse me. I'll do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth, is what it says.
Yes.
He'll do a new thing and it will spring forth on you.
Yes.
Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. I can tell you, He has made roads in the wilderness for me and my experiences, and rivers in the desert. And it's just amazing how He works.
Now, Heather, that's impossible. There are not roads in the desert.
No.
I've been in a desert before. Mm-hmm. No roads.
Yes.
Just sand, just heat, just hardship.
Yes.
No roads.
That's right.
There's no way to get out except the walking.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are no rivers in the desert.
That's correct.
These are impossible situations. Maybe you're in an impossible situation.
Yes.
But God is saying to you, I'm going to do a new thing.
Yes.
Forget the past.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm going to do a new thing.
That's
Take
right.
a hold of what is in front of you.
Yes.
And in Philippians chapter 3, oh, what an encouraging word. Philippians chapter 3, verse 12, it says, not that I have already attained.
Yes.
Now, first of all, I want to tell you where the Apostle Paul is when he wrote this under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. He was in a horrible, horrible prison.
Mm.
And scholars say that this prison was where the sewage, so he's underneath this building.
Yes.
And the sewage from all of those who lived above him, the sewage from their bodies would come down and go into this horrible prison where Paul was. That means he's standing in sewage. And he's writing, not that I have already attained or I'm already perfect, but I press on. You see, he wasn't giving up, even though absolutely death surrounds him.
Mm-hmm.
There were rats crawling on that sewage. Other men were dying around him, and he had a decision to make.
Yes.
Remember, this series is called It's Not Over Till It's Over. We got to recognize, friend, the power of God that's on the inside. And the Apostle Paul was recognizing, you know what? I'm getting out of this prison. Now, look what it says. It says, but I press on that I may lay a hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid a hold of me. There is a purpose, friend Heather.
Yeah.
There is a purpose for our life that God has laid a hold of us for.
Yes.
And we are to lay a hold of what He's called us to.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And just by being brave, even just with your own mouth to say, Lord, I'm going to lay a hold of this.
Yes, that's right.
Even if you don't have all the answers. I'm telling you, if you do the difficult, the Lord will do the impossible. He will do the impossible. He will create rivers in the desert and roads in the wilderness for you.
He will. You just take that first step.
That's right.
And I'm telling you, he joins you right there.
Absolutely.
And you take that second step, you know, think, oh God, thank you, Lord. You joined me in that first step. I'm going to take another step. Mm-hmm. He'll join you right there. Oh Lord, you're here. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take a third step. Will you be there then? Mm-hmm. Yes, he'll be there. Mm-hmm. And the Apostle Paul, he was determined. Now listen to verse 13. Mm-hmm. And it says, Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth to those things which are ahead. You see, you can't meditate, think about, lean on your past and the horrible things about it, or even the great things about it, and reach forth at the same time. We're either in the past or we're in the future, looking forward. The faith that you have is not passive. Faith is not passive.
That's right.
Faith is active. And when you say, okay, I'm going to be like the Apostle Paul, I'm going to take this encouragement that's coming across this screen to me right now, and I am going to say, forget the past. Forget the past. I'm going to press forward, God, to what you have for me. And friend, Heather, I want you to say something in a minute, but the tragedy of those who stay in the past, they never take a hold of the future. You do not want that to be you. I don't want that to be me. And Apostle Paul, in the language, he's saying, with all of my might, with all of my strength, I press. And it's a picture of like a runner. And he's running a race and he wants to win that race. And his whole body is leaning forward to get to that prize. And that's what the Apostle Paul was saying. He's saying, I'm forgetting what's behind. I'm forgetting those who betrayed me. I'm forgetting those who lied about me. I'm forgetting about the emperor that put me in here and hates me. I am pressing forth to the future that I have with God. That's the same power that you and I have in us, is the same power that the Apostle Paul was speaking about.
Amen. It's true. It's the same power that resides on the inside, pressing forward.
Oh, that's the right. That's true.
Pressing forward.
That is true.
And it's just that faith act of believing God and taking His word above your current circumstances.
Oh, above your circumstances, above your feelings, above your thoughts.
Yes, absolutely. And you just do that by the washing of the water of the word to help renew your mind.
That's good. That's
or
good.
You get, you know, we have a saying, the best form of deliverance is ongoing good teaching, where you have mature teachers and believers like you're doing now by listening to Denise, to renew your mind, renew your heart, getting those materials and resources alongside, of course, with the Word of God, but getting unstoppable. That's going to help renew your mind to not dwell on the things of the past, but to press forward, to be mature. It goes on to say of how of in verse 15, that a mature person is what it talks about, begins to press forward and is able to begin to press forward. And you can do that just by asking for the help of the Holy Spirit and say, Lord, help me in this. And He absolutely will help you.
Absolutely.
God wants to be believed.
Mm.
He wants to be believed. And when you believe Him in your heart and you become fully persuaded in your heart of these things, it opens so much.
It opens heaven to work in your life.
It does.
And if you acknowledge these great things inside of you, I want to read to you a scripture.
Yes.
Because you say, well, I'm not so powerful. Well, and we have this false humility. Why am I calling it false humility? I'll tell you why. Mm. Because in Philemon chapter 1, verse 6, it says that the sharing of your faith may become effective by the acknowledgement of every good thing that is in you by Christ Jesus. Amen. It is the will of God that we acknowledge the good that's in us by Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm speaking about this false humility when we say, someone says, oh, I like your hair. Oh, well, it looks terrible. I tried, but it's terrible. Mm-hmm. Oh, I like that shirt. Oh, it's 25 years old. It's got a hole in it right here. You can't see it, but, mm-hmm. and we don't even receive a compliment because of some, we think we have to put ourselves down to be humble. That's wrong. The Bible's saying,
that's right.
Acknowledge. That's acknowledge right. what's in you by Christ Jesus. That's actually being humble because it's in you by Christ Jesus. You're like, oh, I know, isn't he magnificent in me? Oh my goodness, he's so great. And I want to give you an example. And Heather, the Lord showed me this a few years ago. When God made the world, he didn't say, and I did this on the first day, and I did this on the second day, and that was it. It says, and it was very good.
Yes.
He acknowledged that what he did was good.
Yeah.
He's our example.
Absolutely.
So when you conquer something, maybe you've lost weight, maybe you're starting to exercise, maybe you made an amazing meal, maybe you wrote an amazing paper, maybe you did something, you spoke to somebody, and you did it out of fear, and you just pressed through. Well, then say, that was good. That was good. Because that's God. God himself said, that was very good. And the Apostle Paul is saying to Philemon, acknowledge the good that's in you. Mm.
That's amazing. The Lord just, he knows what he's deposited on the inside of us. He wants us to come into an agreement.
That's right.
He wants us to come into an agreement with what he has already placed on the inside of us.
Right.
And the more you read the word and like that mirror that's in front of your face, you get to know yourself in confidence and you build a track record as you're walking along with the Lord that you can, he's confident in you. You need to be confident in yourself.
That's right.
And you just walk it out by faith and believe and trust God. And before you know it, you're walking in full maturity, in confidence in the Lord, in humility, knowing that it is not me, but it is Christ Jesus in me.
I love that he's confident in you. Why is he confident? Because he's in you.
That's right.
He's in you.
He knows what he's placed in
you. One-third of you is at least wall-to-wall Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit is in your spirit, and your spirit is absolutely perfect. And friend, acknowledge that. Acknowledge, like it says in Philemon, every good thing in you by Christ Jesus. Well, we're going to be right back and we're going to pray for you.
Are you tired of getting stopped by the negative voices and opinions that seem to paralyze you along the way? Fear, offense, and negative opinions can have a stifling effect on your life. It's time for you to push them out of the way and become unstoppable. In Denise Renner's five-part series, Unstoppable, she opens up and shares how she overcame profound negativity in her own mind so she could do what God wanted her to do with her life. As only Denise can do, she talks about the lies the devil spoke to her mind and emotions and what she had to do to uproot, silence, and become absolutely free from those lies. In this empowering series, Denise reveals how to identify the mental lies that are trying to emotionally control you, how to shut your ears to voices of negativity that have dominated you too long, how to embrace freedom and really begin to step forward to be the free person Jesus Christ wants you to be. This 5-part series is available in digital or physical formats, starting at just $11. We are also offering you the series, It's Not Over Till It's Over, where Denise Renner and Heather Z recount some of the death-defying miracles in Heather's life to show you the truth that there is absolutely no fear in death, the way that God's power can manifest in your life, the power of walking in faith. This encouraging 5-part series is available in digital and physical formats starting at just $11. Additionally, you can order Denise's 208-page book, Unstoppable. This powerful, life-changing book is available for $20. Don't miss this special offer. Order the bundle of the Unstoppable series, It's Not Over Till It's Over, with Heather Z, and the book Unstoppable by Denise Renner today. Call the number on the screen now or go to renner.org to order. Call or go online now.
Friend, thank you for being with us today. Heather, thank you for being with me on these programs.
Thank you for having me. I've had such an amazing time.
Oh, thank
More
you,
than
Heather.
I can even convey in words.
Heather, it's not over till it's over.
That's right. It is not
we
over till it's over.
We are not stopping.
No.
We're going to go until
right.
the finish line.
That's right. We are.
And you're going to go into the finish line. And we want to pray for you that you will just take that one step and acknowledge what God has put on the inside of you. As Philemon says, acknowledge every, and it uses the word every, acknowledge every good thing in you by Christ Jesus. Father, we thank you for your Holy Spirit that's working with every person that's listening right now to acknowledge who's on the inside, the Holy Spirit, and the good things, the gifts, the callings, the talents that you have put inside of them, not to be ashamed of them, not to dismiss them, but to embrace them because you are the giver and you placed them there. Oh, Father, right now, just by faith, we honor you and we thank you for every good thing in us by Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. Well, friend, we love you. It's been a pleasure, privilege to bring this word to you today. And Heather, thank you again.
Thank you.
And we will see you next time.
If you've never received Jesus as your Savior and Lord, now is the time for you to experience a new life Jesus has to give you. Pray this prayer with me right now. Lord, I repent of my sin and receive you as my Savior and Lord. Wash away my sin and make me completely new. I thank you that my sin is removed and Satan no longer has any right to lay claim on me. I faithfully promise that I will serve you as my Lord for the rest of my life. Amen.